Hello and welcome to CamaroZ28.com, podcast number 12.
Number 12.
That's right. We're a little late this week.
Yeah, thanks to the great
Thanksgiving Day holiday.
I hate Thanksgiving.
Yeah, well, how was your holiday?
I burned up a pizza for Thanksgiving.
Wow. Really? Did you have turkey on it?
No.
So you just had pizza for Thanksgiving?
I went over to the in-laws and had Thanksgiving dinner, and then I came back and fired up a pizza and watched a movie and worked on the site.
Oh, okay.
What'd you do?
I went to the in-laws first, and then I went to, you know, my parents and had a couple of birds. So, ate a lot, had a lot of pie, stuff like that. So normal Thanksgiving stuff. Yeah.
So that's why we're a couple of days late.
Yeah.
Today is what?
Today is November 26, 2005.
Alrighty. So who knows when you guys are going to be listening to this.
Yeah.
But,
okay, well,
that's it. Chris, you got something that's kind of important that...
Yeah, we've been running into some server issues since we put the server, our new server, online a couple weeks ago. The problems are intermittent connectivity with just, like, a few people here and there. We can't narrow it down to anything specific. I can access it no problem from home. I can access it no problem from work. However, Jason, you can't even seem to get to the site from work.
Nope, I cannot.
And that's the problem people are having.
And it's only a small handful of people, but nonetheless, you know,
we're not seeing a giant drop in statistics or anything like that. I have opened a ticket with our hosting provider, and we are trying to figure out what the hell's going on. In the meantime, if you would try to access the site by IP, I know sometimes this doesn't even work either, but the IP address of the forums is 64.65.63.61/forums, or the IP address of the main site is 64.65.56.121.
Hopefully, you know, we'll get this taken care of. And
yeah, and if you want, send me an email, chris@camaroz28.com. Let me know if you're having problems getting to the site, and I can forward these on to our hosting provider as well, because they don't seem to believe we are having a problem, although we are, and we know we are. So please be patient. We're sorry for the inconvenience, and we definitely are working on it. So that's my rant for the week, and this has been going on for about 2.5 weeks now.
Yeah, so kind of sucks. But
yeah.
Fortunately, it's only happening for a small handful of people, but still we don't want to, you know, say, oh, that's okay, because it's not. We know it's not, so we're working on it.
The whole reason we moved to this new server is to be able to support more people and not isolate individual people.
Which, for those that can get on, which is 99% of everybody, it's the server's been blisteringly fast.
Yeah.
I'm glad we switched, except for the obvious.
Yeah.
But it's great, and we move on to some listener email.
That's right.
All righty. Got this right here in front of me.
Hold on, I gotta light up a cigarette.
You
for
light,
this.
You smoke up, Johnny. This came from.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah,
okay.
Feel the burn. Mm-hmm. Feel the burn.
Go ahead, Jason.
This comes from our message board member, Yosarian14, and the username is almost as cryptic as the email, but I managed to figure it out. So here goes. He says. One day I heard a scraping sound driving down the road, so I started freaking out, thinking it was coming from something like my muffler scraping along the ground. As it turns out, there was an 80s Cutlass following to my back right, who had what seemed to be an exhaust pipe sticking out the back of his car, what must have been 2 feet, scraping along the ground. Now, I thought this was bad enough that this guy hasn't been pulled over yet, but on the right back wheel there was a tiny spare donut, which are only rated at something like 30 miles per hour. And I look at my dash, and this guy's doing 60. Ironically, he had a tire rack decal on his back glass, as does everyone around here, but it's times like this that make me wonder what goes through some people's heads. At least he didn't have bumper nuts.
Bumper nuts. And that's the whole reason why people are emailing in these weird suggestions, is because we asked for it on podcast 11.
Yep, we've been talking about bumper nuts now for a couple of podcasts, and we asked people to write in, you know, what crazy, goofy, weird things have you seen on cars. So if you want to hear more, listen to our previous couple of podcasts, 10 and 11 specifically.
Absolutely.
And if you see anything goofy on a car, email us and tell us about it, and we'll read it on the next podcast.
Yeah, just like this one we read today.
Yep.
I don't think I've seen anything goofy this week.
No, I haven't really been paying attention because I've been kind of pissed off about the weather.
Yeah. You know, like, getting 3 inches of snow last night sucked.
Well, you're going to Vegas in a week or two, aren't you?
Yeah.
Well, don't bitch.
Yeah, but still, it's only November and we've got snow on the ground. This sucks.
Well, it's only going to get worse.
Yeah.
Hey, okay. You know, speaking of weather.
What?
It's time for an op-ed piece.
Uh-oh.
Let's talk about Christmas and the whole Christmas vibe.
You mean Christmas starting November 1st?
I thought it's... If this comes through, I can't edit it out.
I know. That's okay. This is my dog barking. Our CamaroZ28.com studios here are not soundproof yet.
Well, parts of them, just not the door where the dog barks through it. Yeah. So, no, the whole Christmas starting in after...
Halloween,
right.
Right.
And then, you know, the whole Black Friday, and I got to go out and shop, and got to do this, and...
Blah, blah,
blah.
Blah,
blah, blah. And people fist fighting for presents, and get this. This is bullshit. I read that people were paying homeless people to stand in line at stores to wait for them to open.
Yeah.
And then, like, giving them food as a reward for standing in line. You should be giving them food anyway. Christ, it's cold, man. They're hungry.
Yeah.
You know, oh, and you feed a homeless person food so you can go and buy things.
Nice Christmas spirit.
Yeah. Kiss my ass. Help the homeless. Buy one less present for somebody that you don't even like and give the rest of the money to Soup Kitchen.
There you go.
Yeah. I'm not even going to go any further because I'm going to start swearing.
Yeah.
Sons of bitches. All right.
Okay.
But speaking of giving things away, let's give something away.
Yeah, let's give something cool away.
I don't know what yet, but we know how we're going to do it right.
Yeah.
We've talked a little bit in the past about our new video server where you can upload videos for free and share them with anybody who wants to watch them. So what we're going to do, and we're giving you podcast listeners a heads up on this. If you get a video that you want to upload between December 1st and December 14th, you get a two-week window.
Yeah, that's 2 weeks.
We're going to pick the best video and give them a prize.
That's right. And make sure that it's your video.
Right. You can't use somebody else's content.
Right. That sounds good to me.
Okay.
Yeah, so go to videos.camaroz28.com and start posting your videos.
Right. On December 1st.
Right.
That's when the contest starts.
That's when the contest starts.
Right. But you can always post on, a video.
Absolutely.
Before then, but, mm-hmm. We encourage that, but... If you got a good one, you think it's great, that could be a winner. And, it's not going to be some killer wacko package that's, like free supercharger or anything. But, we got stuff that we can give away. And
yeah,
we'll be contacting the winners on just shortly after December 14th.
Yeah, maybe we can autograph a few things here. I've got a Propel bottle. This can go for at least $400 on eBay.
You can, yeah, like the tin of mints that you had before.
Yep.
Or you could autograph the cigarette butt that you just smoked. Autographed cigarette butt smoked on the air.
Yeah. Free DNA sample.
Ooh. Ugh.
So what else got going on here?
How many days until the Detroit Auto Show?
48 days, according to our counter on the front page.
Yep.
48 days.
It's going to be a big, big deal.
Yeah, this is going to be fun.
If you don't know what we're talking about, if you're just kind of getting into this, head over to our 5th Gen and Future Vehicles discussion forum. There's a lot of stuff going on in that forum about this auto show.
Yes.
And we couldn't be more excited.
Right.
And so if you...
It's going to be fun.
It's going to rock.
Yeah.
It's going to...
Big, big announcement there.
it's going to...
So,
how do I word this? This is going to breathe a whole new life into a lot of things.
Yeah. So if you can get to Detroit in January, be there.
Absolutely.
Be there.
And if you can't, never fear, because we're always the first to bring you just about anything when it comes to new news, at least anything that we're allowed to publish.
Yes.
You can bet we're going to be the first this time too.
Yep. So keep an eye on the website as well.
Absolutely. As long as you can get to it.
Yeah.
We should have that fixed by then. If we don't, we have bigger problems.
Yeah.
So, I guess that's kind of it for this one.
Kind of
short and sweet. And
yeah.
And,
so
always email us or give us a phone call.
Yeah, we want to hear more from you. To be more interactive in the podcast, we've still got that call-in number.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and where this is posted, the number will be posted. I don't have it in front of me right now. Oh yes, I do. It's 586-486-3182.
Call
my notes from last podcast.
Nice. A big pile of them.
Yeah.
That we're also going to sign and auction off along with your DNA. So, yeah, feel free to email us or call us or post in the podcast forum or tell somebody about it.
Yeah.
And that's it. I think I'm going to go and have a turkey sandwich or make another pizza. I don't know.
Yeah. Have a slice of pie.
Somebody ate. Val took her world-famous cheesecake over to her cousin's house.
Yeah.
They ate it all.
The whole thing?
I got a little itty-bitty square because I was too hungry or too full from...
That's just not fair, man. She's going to have to make another one.
I says, can you make another one? She goes, yeah, but I don't want to. And so she's not gonna. All right. That's, okay. That's it from me. We'll see you next week and later on.
Later.
Sons of bitches.